You're very welcome.
How it feels to be free. I love this part. The holiday we celebrate this weekend has been especially meaningful to me since childhood. Growing up in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, I knew that my birthplace played an important role in establishing the foundation of freedom for this country. Home of the Liberty Bell and the First and Second Continental Congress, the latter of which saw the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Freedom is my heritage. As my life as a metaphysician and minister continues to unfold, I realize that freedom is not just a legal state of being. It is a state of consciousness. And freedom must first ring in every part of our consciousness if we are truly to be free. Yet achieving this consciousness of freedom within us often does not come easily. It's sometimes like a battlefield, that battlefield in our mind, a battle between the old and the new consciousness. Resistance comes from whatever thought or state of being in our mind has that ruling power. Just as the ruling power of England had control and did not want to let go.
Over 230 years ago, there was an old consciousness that said that the colonies were less than, that we can tax you, that we can do anything we want to you, and you are subordinate. But there were people living in the land at that time who had that divine discontent within their hearts. And they stood up, and they grew an energy between them in this land that said, we won't take it anymore. We will claim our freedom. And it led to a struggle, a battle. And I want to share some words with you this morning, words from history that tell of this battle to change consciousness. So journey with me to March the 23rd, 1775, to the Second Virginia Convention in Richmond. A man spoke these words. They came from the heart of Patrick Henry, a man committed to freedom whose consciousness would not allow him to be silent, would not allow him to fall short in his commitment to serve his God and his country. This is what he said. They tell us, sir, that we are weak, unable to cope with so formidable an adversary. But when shall we be stronger? Will it be next week, next year? Sir, we are not weak if we make proper use of the means which the God of nature has placed in our power. Is life so dear? Is peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains and slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but for me, give me liberty or give me death.
Freedom must first ring in every part of our consciousness. It is one thing to declare our freedom, but it is another to truly live free. We each in this country have a foundation, a constitution, a spiritual truth within us. The problem is we do not always live from this truth, do we? We are chained to the past or to those thoughts about what could have been, or we're chained to a judgmental mind where nothing, nothing is ever good enough. And our mind is always reaching out for what if, instead of appreciating what is and enjoying the blessings of the moment. We forget sometimes the truth of who we are. Fortunately, we have the opportunity to remember, to do our spiritual practice, to turn within and be still and one with spirit in a state of appreciation for it all. We also have the opportunity to come together here every Sunday to remember our truth, to be lifted up, and to be in a community where we can begin again to practice living our truth. Once we begin to see how our spiritual practice makes a difference in our lives, we often want to share it with others because we want people to know that no longer do they need to be chained to the past. No longer do they need to be trapped by old patterns of life, old patterns of consciousness. No longer do they need to be trapped by old relationships, old jobs, old anything. It was Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, that he wrote in his book, Jesus Christ Heals. If anyone tries to free himself while holding others in the thought of sin, he will not demonstrate his freedom. No man can rise except as he lifts humankind with him in his thoughts. Sound the bells of freedom. Here it is. This is huge. This means that we cannot be free. We cannot be fully loose of our past, our old consciousness, until we honestly, in our hearts, declare freedom for all people. Those people that have made our life a bit challenging. Those people that we perceive as making our world a bit challenging. Charles Fillmore challenges us to hold those people too in the consciousness of freedom if we want to truly live free. We must be willing to expand our consciousness of freedom to include others, just as the consciousness of freedom had to continue to expand within our country.
So it's 10 years after the Declaration of Independence when our forefathers penned the Constitution. Constitution of the United States of America. And in the preamble, they declared this: "We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and to our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution of the United States of America." Wonderful words. And even though our country was a long way from providing the blessings of liberty to all people, we had made a start. Our forefathers had declared to God and to all humankind that there was going to be a new way of being in this land. The question comes to me, will we make the conscious choice to do the same for ourselves and for the people of the land? In Unity, we know the power of our declarations, especially our spoken declarations. And a few years ago, this spiritual community came together and formed a new vision to hold for the world. And we declare it every week, every Sunday morning when we gather. And that declaration is, united in divine love and joy, we celebrate a peaceful and an abundant world for all. What marvelous words to declare that allow all of us to be free. We are claiming the blessings of liberty, both civil and spiritual, for all. We are able to be free people today and to hold this powerful vision for everyone because of those who came before us, who did the work before us. And throughout the history of our nation, there have been many heroes, known and unknown. They were heroes willing to engage in this battle of old versus new consciousness. And whether the battle was waged with words or swords or nonviolent actions, it was all part of our road to freedom.
And at times, it has seemed like a long road. It wasn't until the 15th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution was ratified in February 1870, giving the right to vote to men without discrimination as to their race, their color, or their previous condition of servitude. However, it was not until the next century that those same rights were granted to women. Susan B. Anthony and Elizabeth Cady Stanton drafted the 19th Amendment and first introduced it in 1878. It was 41 long years later, in 1919, when Congress finally submitted the amendment to the states for ratification. An amendment that would give the right to vote to women. Because up until 1910, most states in this country disenfranchised women. This was the culmination of the women's suffrage movement. A battle that was fought at local, state and national levels, but a battle well worth fighting for. Sometimes, in pushing new consciousness up against the old, it does take time, but it is important to keep focusing on the desired outcome. It is important that each of us realizes that we are impacting the world's consciousness, even when it seems like it's taking a long time to get there. And just a few of us can make a difference. It was only recently that I learned that the Rosa Parks incident was not the first act of protest against the Montgomery, Alabama transit system. A number of mostly unheralded African-American women in Montgomery also refused to yield their bus seats to white patrons months before Parks did in 1955. Aurelia Browder, Susie McDonald. Sorry, I choke up every time I read their names. Claudette Colvin and Mary Louise Smith. Stood their grounds on that bus, all one at a time. Those women eventually became plaintiffs in a legal action challenging Montgomery's segregated public transportation system in a case now known as Browder versus Gale. A federal district court and eventually the U.S. Supreme Court would use this case to strike down segregation on buses everywhere. Just a few of us can make a difference.
And we still have a ways to go. A ways to go before everyone, all people in this country, can be free. Free to be themselves. Free of prejudice that says that their race, their creed, their color, their gender, their sexual orientation is not good enough. There is still much work to be done. And I hope that each one of us will take some quiet time to ask Spirit, what is mine to do? To keep this forward momentum towards freedom for all, for everyone in the world moving forward. And we are not invited to beat up on ourselves that we are not yet perfect. In a recent Course in Miracles study group in which I was sitting, we had a conversation that revolved around this idea that we have freedom to choose our course of action. And out of that discussion came the idea that we are not necessarily perfect, and we're not to blame ourselves for that, because we are not at the end of our journey. We are not totally evolved beings yet. And the spiritual journey that we are on is all about being willing to take that next step, being willing to ask for Spirit's guidance, then being willing to listen and follow the guidance that we receive. This, I believe, is the spiritual freedom of being ourselves, to be an act of love in spite of our fears. To be an act of love in spite of our fears. In the last Unity Connections e-news, we shared the daily word for July the 4th, 2014, and it bears repeating, so I want to share those words with you. It was entitled Freedom. And the affirmation was, today and every day, I celebrate my freedom. Let me say that again. Today and every day, I celebrate my freedom. Would you say that with me?
Today and every day, I celebrate my freedom.
And they wrote, who is in charge of my freedom? I am. I have been given the gift of free will. I alone choose how I will live. I alone choose my attitude. I am free to choose the thoughts I think, the words I wish to speak. I can choose to rest in the silence where I meet with Spirit and receive guidance. If ever I feel restricted or confined, I affirm the Spirit of the Lord is in me and I am free. The Spirit is within me and I am free. If I am unhappy or feeling unfulfilled, I am free to make a new choice. I choose to let go of limiting thoughts. Instead, I imagine my highest good and my limitless possibilities. I live the best life I can. Today and every day, I celebrate my freedom. So as we hold those thoughts tight, we remember that it is up to us to choose freedom in all parts of our consciousness. And when we do, we will know that freedom must first ring in every part of us if we are to be truly free and free the world. Namaste.
Namaste.